special presentation we'd like to make this evening. But before doing that, I would just like to recognize a few of the guests that we have with us this evening. We have our Senator Kashuk with us, so we thank you for joining us. And also from Greene County Legislature, we have Charlie Martinez and Chair Spingberg with us this evening. So thank you very much for joining us as well. From the earliest days, farming has held a crucial place in our economy and culture. Farmers play an important role in our society. Of course, they feed us. In addition, they illustrate valuable virtues such as hard work, initiative, and self-sufficiency. Farming has long been the backbone of the economy in New Baltimore, along with providing social structure for our communities, which was illustrated to us by our recent barn dances held in the town over the last few years. Farming is not only a part of our past, it's our present and our future. The town has placed a great deal of value on our agricultural community and has enacted local laws to preserve and encourage farming in our town. It is both a look at history and the town's future in farming that we recognize the Van Slyke family and their contribution to our agriculture community for over 300 years. The town board does have a resolution that it's going to pass this evening, but since we do have some special guests with us this evening, I'll open the floor up to them if they would like to say a few words on behalf of our farming community and the Van Slyke family. So, Senator Kashuk?
Sure. Well, I heard about the recognition that you were having this evening, and I wanted to be here. As someone who grew up on a dairy farm, I know how difficult farming can be, and it's important that we support the agricultural industry. And as you said, it is the bedrock of our communities. And it's so important that we support our farmers. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm here to help recognize the work you've done over the years and the impact you've had in this community. And I'm really excited to see you still here. And I'm excited to hear, you know, that this farm is still farming. A lot of our farms are no longer productive, and I think it's important to celebrate farmers that are pushing ahead and being such productive contributors of our economy, because without farming, we don't have local produce, we don't have local milk, we don't have local farms to feed us, and we need to make sure wherever we can support them, we do that. I'm on the Agriculture Committee, and I am an advocate for farmers, and I know that a lot of my colleagues in the legislature have not had the farming background experience I've had, and it's important that we share that, that we help the members in the legislature who don't understand what it's like to be on a farm and to work on a farm, to have opportunities to speak with you and learn more about how you do this type of industry. So I've been inviting a lot of my colleagues, especially from New York City, to come up and visit farms. And they have, and it's been eye-opening. And we have to have more of these conversations so that we're all supporting our agricultural industry upstate. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to say a few words, and congratulations on this recognition. Well deserved.
Can we put you, Chairman Spingberg, on the spot there?
Sure. Well, I grew up on a farm, and probably should have, years ago, invite some of the politicians to farms to find out the real work that they do before they passed all these regulations years ago that drove most of them out of Greene County. So it's nice to see we still have some active farms in Greene County, with actual cows and milking cows, because I did it by hand. I'm older than I look. But it was not only is farming good for what we all need, but it's also good for family life. most people who grow up on a farm understand values of life and what hard work is, and that's probably the reward that I got the most of when I grew up. That's what made me turn out to be a really good guy. Congratulations, Jimmy. We're here to support you.
Third one.
Thank you, Chairman. At this point, the town board would like to take action on a resolution to honor the farming heritage of the Van Slykes and also their commitment to service to the town and community, which continues today. So, whereas by 713, the Van Slykes first settled in what is today the town of New Baltimore. Tennis Van Slyke built a stone house near the river and started farming south of the present-day hamlet of the town of New Baltimore. Whereas later in the 1700s, the Van Slykes moved to the west along what is today State Route 144 between the New York State Thruway and US 9W. That stone house stands today. And whereas later, Tennis Van Slyke served as the first town supervisor of the town of New Baltimore in 1811. And resided at the current Van Slyke Farm on Dean's Mill Road. One of the barns standing on that property today dates from the early 1800s. The large barn with a bridge to the upper floor was built in 1859. Whereas Bronk Van Slyke served as town supervisor of the town of New Baltimore from 1904 to 1907. Whereas the Van Slyke Farm today, operated by Bronk, named for his grandfather and Edgar, is one of the two remaining dairy farms in the town of New Baltimore, shipping approximately 2,500 pounds of milk every 2 days and milking about 25 cows every day, twice a day. Recently certified for the premium quality of its milk. And whereas in 2006, whereas in 2005, overwhelming respondents to the Citizens Planning Advisory Group said that farms are part of the rural character and history, provide open space and views, and encourage the continuation of farming heritage and the protection of working farmlands. And whereas since 2007, the town has adopted the Right to Farm Law, established the Agricultural Committee, and the farmers market to protect and promote farming. Now therefore, be it resolved that the town board of the town of New Baltimore does hereby acknowledge the significance of 2013 and the 300th anniversary of the Van Slyke family's importance in farming and in service to the town of New Baltimore. Continuing through generations of the Van Slyke family, and hereby honors the Van Slyke family for reminding us that the town's agricultural past and leading us to a bright future for farming in New Baltimore. And be it further resolved that this resolution shall be suitably framed thrice and presented to Bronk, Judy, and Edgar Van Slyke. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you very much.